We're now moving over to the Kildare-Newbridge Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Kevin Duffy joins me on the line to look at the motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Kevin, good morning. Thanks for taking the call on the show.
No problem. Good morning.
So looking at those motions and questions you raised at the MD meeting, your first motion, Kevin, to the council is in relation to an update on the current status of proposals to improve the Y junction at Kelly's Farm on Lacca Road there in Monastrevin. What was the council able to give any, were they able to give any information about this?
Yeah, it's quite a difficult junction just as you approach Lacca from the Clare side, heading towards Clondown near Monastrevin, and it's sort of a wide junction, and the main priority road goes around to the left heading towards Monastrevin, and Lacca is down to the right. And no matter what way you approach the junction, whether you're coming from Monastrevin or Clare, it's quite dangerous for anybody who wants to turn down to Lacca or is coming from Lacca. So I guess I was asking for two things. We've raised this on a number of occasions to try to included in the low-cost accident scheme with the department, which is dedicated funding to improve junctions like this, where it doesn't need a significant realignment or a significant amount of work, but it allows for improvements for signage, hedging, sight lines, things like that, that will ultimately improve it for the safety of vehicles and passengers. Yeah, there are two parts. As I wanted one, to them to cut back the hedge line to improve it immediately, because obviously with the growth season, the hedges do grow out into the junction and makes it even worse than it already is. And two was around this low-cost accident scheme. Unfortunately, we got a bit of a detailed response around the process around that and how the low-cost accident scheme works on the basis of looking at priority junctions based on accidents and accident data, collision data. But I didn't get any firm commitment around it, but I will be pushing it. It will be put on the list, but again, I see this as a priority. It's this and a couple of other junctions have been on the list for quite a long time now, and they need to be addressed. So I will be continuing to push this with the council and trying to get it resolved so we get some upgrade happening at that junction.
Staying in Monastrevin, you've also raised the motion that the council undertakes an assessment of the rear and side roadway serving properties at Cow Pasture there in Monastrevin with a view to prioritising those estate roads for resurfacing under the 2027 roads programme. What was the council's response to this one?
Yeah, positive response on this. This is a small, what would have been a council-built estate many years ago, probably the 60s, 70s. Kind of connected into a number of little estates in that cow pasture area. We have had success in the past where we've done some of the driveways to these other estates. These are probably the last two that need to be done, and they're in a very, very poor way. There are so many potholes been fixed in them now. It's like a patchwork quilt, both the front and rear entrances, and a lot of people living in these houses are older, vulnerable people. So the council's very supportive of adding this to the roads programme for 2027. So we'll be pushing to hopefully get this prioritised for next year.
All right. And your final question to the council in that MD meeting, Kevin, was about providing an update on the Monastrevin to Port Arlington Brownway feasibility study following the public consultation and the next steps and timeframe.
Yeah, so this is a project that the local Monastrevin Blue Way group have been working on for a number of years now. We were successful with the council in getting funding to undertake this study, which is, we obviously have the fantastic project of the Blue Way running from Robertstown to Atai and Monastrevin here in the middle of it. The opportunity for this is to create a walking and cycling route between Monastrevin and Port Arlington, which then would tie into the cycle walkways that head up towards Tullamore and the greenways in Offaly, which would give you a very unlimited access to more cycleways throughout the Midlands. And we got that funding to do the study. The study has looked at, I think, seven or eight different options of ways of making that connection. And this end report, it was a series of public consultation undertaken a number of months ago here in Monastrevin and in Port Arlington. And all that feedback has come back into this final report. So I'm anxious to see the final report being finalised, which the council have confirmed will be around the end of this month. So that we can then start to approach this with TII around getting their approval on the proposed route, and then also starting the process around funding to hopefully bring this project to fruition. It won't be a kind of a short-term thing. It'll obviously take a number of years, but if we can keep moving along the process and the steps, that'll be obviously important just to keep it progressing.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for taking the call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Fine Gael councillor on the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District, Kevin Duffy.